Becoming the Trophy Wife Redux by BL Quick and Final Change. Hi there. Glad you could join me. I hope you don't mind if I'm in the bath. Let's just say, now that I'm in this body, I like to take my time here. Wouldn't you? This story is a vignette that continues after the previous audio adventure, Becoming the Trophy Wife, which is out now on Gumroad.com. This vignette drops in where that story left off. And hey, that might be weird for a few people, but I assure you, my story is a hot one to be dropped in on. So before we begin, here's a quick recap of Becoming the Trophy Wife. Oh, Susan, when your dad invited us over for dinner and took me to his study to look at the fertility statue he found on his expedition to Peru, I didn't think much of it. Your dad's a world-famous archaeologist and professional adventurer and is always showing off his finds. It was just a normal dinner night at his estate, but then he asked me to translate the inscription around the statue's neck. That's when I realized this find was different. Now I'm Lexi, your dad's trophy wife. I'm starting to feel really funny, Susan. I mean, I still have to prepare dinner for everyone. I'm pretty sure Lexi is now happily possessing my old body and trying to flirt with you. As for your dad, oh God, your daddy, he keeps trying to put his hand on my thigh. I'm scared, Susan. I feel like this night is totally spinning out of control. With each minute that passes, Lexi's body feels more and more comfortable to me. My head is starting to feel so light and breezy. Oh fuck, I know what I need to do. I need to get my beautiful manicured hands on that idol and stop this before I really do something totally stupid. But first I should probably change out of my thong. It's soaking wet. Becoming the Trophy Wife, an audio adventure by BL Quick and Final Change. 31 minutes of pure, immersive, transformative bliss. Out now at gumroad.com. Find out what happens to me. You might even feel like it's happening to you. All right, let's get started. One disclaimer before we begin. This is totally a work of fiction. Any resemblance to persons who have changed into buxom, sex-obsessed trophy wives is totally coincidental. Like, unless otherwise indicated, all the names, characters, incidents, places, businesses, and events in this story are either the product of imagination or used in a fictitious manner. Now that we've got that over with, are you ready to be dropped into our story? I'm ready, so get comfortable, dim the lights, and enjoy becoming the trophy wife. Redux. A lot can change in one night, don't you agree, Susan?
Sweetie, you're so long heart.
I didn't expect tonight to turn out like this. My masculinity in tatters. My pussy so full. Your daddy is impaling me. His cock is inside of me to the hilt, and he has me pinned to the bed with it while his throbbing climax spreads my swollen pussy lips in delightful pulses. Oh, I'm sorry, Susan. I realize I probably should explain the rest to you woman to woman, since you've always made me wear condoms. This is a very different sensation than the one you are used to. I'll do my best. For one, your daddy's thick. Way thicker than I am. I mean, way thicker than I was. I always wanted to be big for you, Susan. But as Lexi's clit stirs in my swollen folds, basking in the pressure of your daddy's pelvis grinding into it, I realize I had low expectations. Oh fuck, your dad makes me so hard, harder than I've ever been. My nipples throb, erect, in agreement with my clit, as my huge tits bulge against his muscular chest. My pussy lips are swollen and plush, and eagerly sealed around your daddy's thick cock, which is now locked in reflex and pumping your daddy's creamy payload deep inside of me. It's so good, Susan. So fucking hot. Lexi's moans pour from my feminine throat. My pussy is positively stuffed with your daddy's cock, and I can feel every vein of him. It only hits home that I've never really felt your pussy before, and it makes me grateful to be wearing his ring. Its huge diamond glints in the moonlight, a flicker that says your daddy can fuck me any way he wants, that he can take me raw and unprotected. He's deep, Susan. I need him deep. I can feel the heat radiating from the head of his cock so close to my cervix. It makes me so hot to know he's close. And since there's nothing in the way, every time he pulses, I feel a hot, sticky burst of heat against the entrance to my womb. With each delightfully hot shot of pearly white cum, the charge inside of me builds like a furnace. Oh, fuck. I'm going to come soon, Susan. It's all so raw and hot and primal, and I can smell the sweetness of my pussy in the air, complemented by the faint ocean breeze of your daddy's infusion of cum. If you don't mind, Susan, I'm going to sleep with your daddy tonight. Though my feminine intuition knows there won't be much sleeping. Not if I can help it. I still have so much to learn. I have a feeling I'll know more than you by sunrise. That makes me hot. Your daddy's given your fiancé quite the education tonight. As I squeeze my pussy around the veiny topography of his thick shaft, I realize that your daddy's been busy remapping my sexuality from the inside out. And I've been busy allowing him to. I feel my bulging tits and plump ass pressing into the softness of our sheets, and it makes me spread my thighs wider and settle back to invite him deeper. He keeps firing inside of me, gripping my cheek broad in his strong hand, holding me to the bed. His cock seizes for the last time. That should be enough for you to get to work. I whisper softly, "Work?" I can hear a smile in his voice. "Yes, Lexi, on our baby."
Oh my God. Oh, fuck.
Oh God, your daddy is knocking me up.
Your daddy's knocking me up.
I'm not on birth control. He wants me pregnant.
He wants to put a baby in my tummy.
My God, Susan.
He wants to put a baby in my tummy.
Pregnant.
I love his cock.
He's so hot.
Oh, fuck.
He's looking at me. Say something to him.
I can feel your cum inside me.
Oh, God, Susan. I want his baby in my tummy. When will I have his baby in my tummy?